What's going on, you lefty lick-a-lot-of-pusses? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Toxic Male, that's Fat Punisher, and we have an article for you today, courtesy of Alberto.
Alberto.
I bet he knows some of those ladies that like to chase you around with a bat. Or a big blue prophylactic, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to say they don't look good, but they don't look quite as good chasing you with that maniacal look in their eye. Not that we know about that or anything.
Nope.
So let's check this out. This is one of the most easily debunked pieces of propaganda we've ever used on this show. Nonetheless, because it is directed at parents, we have to talk about this.
Yes, and listen, that's what we do here. We talk about propaganda. We rip it apart.
Cyberpunk conspiracies, hilarious hotties, lady lawmen.
Now we go be heroes.
Dystopian detectives.
Makes us sound like hitmen.
Well, that's what we are, aren't we? Hitmen's the good guys.
Zombie babies. And even serial killing bunnies. The latest and greatest from Not So Sane Entertainment are now available to stream for free on Tubi.
Two semi-automatic 9mm, so I'll give you 3K for two.
Try seven.
I don't need seven guns, I need two.
The cyber thriller, Tag Conspiracy. The slapstick hitman farce, second to last worst day of my life.
My boyfriend's a hitman.
The anti-commie zombie satire, Red Days. The true story of the first female deputy marshal in the Old West, Lady Lawman. The downright strange and bizarre horror comedy, Serial Rabbit 5. And the latest neo-noir detective series, The Night Watchman.
You're a psychopath.
The good news is, you're a psychopath.
Support independent, non-woke films and stream these great, not-so-sane titles for free on Tubi. Links below.
Your child? A far-right extremist? 11 early radicalization signs.
Here we go.
The calm before the istophobic storm. Reach out for help if you spot two or more of these lesser known warning signs. I feel like I need to stretch because it's pretty clear we're about to see a gold medal in mental gymnastics.
Yeah, this is going to get me spun up here.
Folks, we need to talk about your sons. Not your daughters.
Not your daughters, just your sons.
Just your sons, yes. Because only men fall for this evil, far-right, istophobic treatment.
So right out the gate, you know by that simple fact what they're doing.
The UK has seen a 74% increase in far-right referrals to the government's anti-radicalization program. That doesn't mean that these people have actually been radicalized. What it means is that you've got a bunch of paranoid piss brains who claim that people have been radicalized, so they refer them to the anti-radicalization program.
And what the hell is that? Is that like the re-education programs they're doing up in Canada that they want Jordan Peterson to attend, or they're going to pull his license?
Totally. Or, you know, it could be like the 85% of false allegations in divorce and family court that are primarily levied against men.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Women never make anything up.
No, yeah, they never
leftoids
lie.
Leftoids never concoct BS out of thin air to grift and keep the fight going.
No, that never happened.
We've never seen that.
No.
Similar numbers are seen in America and other Western nations as well. The majority of hate incidents are caused by boys and young men led astray and radicalized into the far right by toxic online rabbit holes.
You're going to have to do a lot better than that.
The main problem is that while our governments and NGOs are doing excellent work to try to stamp out hate, I thought it was systemically racist.
Yeah.
No, you really need
but
to
make up
your
mind. But the thing is, they label everything hate, even disagreeing. They literally are in a cult, and they attack you if you refuse to participate, join, or if you are in opposition.
Yep. Remember, these are the same people who said that silence is violence and words are violence. The only thing that doesn't seem to be violence is actual violence. You know, like how January 6th, where a bunch of people were merely led into the Capitol, that was a horrifying insurrection. But when the White House was literally in blackout mode in lockdown because leftoids were storming the Senate and lighting shit on fire over the Kavanaugh confirmation, that was just
totally swept under the rug.
That's the voice of the unheard. They simply don't have the human resources and agility to educate about early onset far-right radicalization. I'm going to just start reading that like Elmer Fudd because it's just as stupid.
Yeah.
Adult folks simply aren't hip to the esoterica of Zoomer culture, and that goes triply when dealing with shadowy dark webs like 4chan. 4chan is not dark web.
It used to be big for bloggers and stuff.
Every single thing in this article that's hyperlinked, go ahead and give it a click and see what their sources look like. Like right here. Let's check it out. So, shadowy dark webs, like 4chan. When you click on it, you know what it goes to? Another article from their own website.
Yep.
You again.
Well, the thing is they're not going to actually point you to anything that proves or supports their argument because it's all bullshit.
So, let's get to it. Okay, about time. We've talked to a panel of anti-racist Zuma influencers.
What the heck is a Zoomer influencer?
The Gen Z people on TikTok.
Okay.
Because those are the people that you go to
when TikTok,
you want logic, facts, and reason.
Yeah, those videos are, what, 3 minutes long or something? Get out of here.
You can smell the facts coming off of this piece. Actually, it doesn't smell like anything. They chose not to be identified in case of backlash.
Okay. All right.
Shocker. You know who else chose not to be identified in case of backlash? The person who wrote this article. Isn't it amazing how you can just dodge accountability by not claiming your propaganda?
Or hiding behind, you know, we'll get doxxed and targeted.
Yes,
but they have no problem doing that to people on the right.
Yeah, well, what's her, Taylor Lorenz loves to dox and harass people online, but as soon as it happened,
it's a travesty when it's done back to her.
If the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all.
Amen.
They compiled a list of lesser-known signs of white-wing extremism that are alarmingly amiss from government and NGO materials. You'll see why in a little bit.
Yeah, the government, NGOs? Yeah, right.
More like NPCs. If you spot any combination of two or more of these warning signs, you need to seek help with the resources attached at the bottom, and you need to seek it fast. Just wait.
Here we go.
So apparently, archiving news articles is far-wide extremism.
All right. Now, the first thing we did when we saw this and we realized it had been edited...
Wow.
We went to the archive to see if we could find the one that was before this, before they messed with it. We couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it, no. It's about holding these news organizations accountable because they like to stealth edit things all the time when they're called out for bold-faced lying, which they do a lot.
Because this is nothing but propaganda.
Yes, it is.
And people are turning it off, like BuzzFeed is about to go under.
Bye.
CNN. Their ratings are in the toilet.
Oh, man. I just need to get a clip of Veer from Babylon 5 doing this so we can play it every time one of these missing link media sites goes out of business.
Yes.
I want to look up into your lifeless eyes and wave like this.
Oh, this is great. So this practice allegedly only began with the misogynistic 2014 Gamergate harassment campaign to... And I shit you not. Look at this. God. Remove all women from gaming.
Are you serious?
That is a 100% lie.
Wow.
That is not what happened.
What happened was Zoe Quinn made a crap text-based game about depression, and she wanted good reviews for it. So she spread her legs for not one, not two, not three, not four, but five different dudes in gaming journalism. Word got out, and people demanded accountability in gaming journalism. That's literally
That's all it was. But it did, towards the end, they were starting to go after the female characters in these video games, saying
that
they're tired of them being objectified.
Yeah, this is where the Anita Sarkeesians came in and started grifting off of this whole hog.
Absolutely ludicrous.
Oh, it's hysterically
funny. The customer's always right. You make a product the customer wants. If the young boys out there want a female character with big tits and a nice ass, why not? They're going to be looking at her ass for 6 to 8 hours a day on the weekend while they're playing the video game.
This is horrifically bad journalism of the highest, or actually I should say lowest caliber.
It's not even journalism. It's just strictly propaganda. This is literally a bold-faced lie.
Yes, it is. And that's why we're not even going to read the rest of it. You can look on the website, redonkulous.com, or you can pause it and read it right off the screen for all I care. The fact of the matter is, boring as shit. Next point.
There we go.
Preoccupation with physical fitness, nutrition, and exercise, and not the yoga kind.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Anyone who likes to do cross-country running or lifting weights or doing martial arts, watching their waistline and calories, and trying to stay healthy.
How dare you?
That is White Supreme Pizza now.
How dare you?
Fascists are obsessed with male physical aesthetics and athleticism, and we're obviously not talking about yoga. Okay, then you must be talking about women. Women will discount automatically 86% of men from the dating pool based on height. If that's not an obsession with male physical aesthetics and athleticism, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that is very damning stat.
So, according to this article, all women are fascists.
What about the turbo athletic black basketball players?
There you go.
Black football players.
Oh, are they the black face of far white extremism?
Or, the black athletes in the Olympics doing, you know, the running and jumping, crawling and swimming.
Yeah, I mean, Usain Bolt, biggest white supreme pizza I know. Well, what can I say? Yeah. I mean, you just can't get away from it anymore.
I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
If your child is going to gyms, that means he's already consorting with the far right.
Crazy, right? That story is awesome.
Indeed.
Here we go.
Studies have shown that gym bros are right-wing a-holes. All right, let's see what study this is.
Oh, yeah, let's see it.
Just Vice.
Here we go.
Yeah, Vice. Yeah, let's believe Vice.
Oh, please, God, no!
Brunel University finds that physically strong men who regularly go to the gym are more likely to be right-wing and support social and economic inequality than weaker men.
You're weak.
Supporting capitalism is not supporting inequality. It's supporting a meritocracy.
Yeah,
There's a difference.
You earn what you earn through your own labor and effort. Yeah. So they're implying that the people on the left are weak, which they are mentally and physically for the most part.
Yes, and they're also more likely to have symptoms and actions of psychopathy. Boom, there it is. Science says liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic.
Are you shocked yet?
No, I'm not shocked at all.
All right.
And this is an actual scientific study. I've actually gone over this. This is the American Journal of Political Science. And they posted in 2012 the exact opposite. It had to be corrected.
No, it's not true. That's impossible!
To be honest, there is no such thing as settled science.
No.
You should always reevaluate your theories, hypotheses, and facts to see if you're still correct.
Yeah.
That should never end.
And I love how in this, you know, they say that, you know, not the yoga kind, implying that yoga is the only moral kind of physical fitness. And yet, teacher Jessamine Stanley believes White Supreme Pizza has polluted yoga, and it's time to talk about it.
What was that tone?
What? Oh, nothing.
So, which is it?
Yeah, they add the race component to everything.
Of course they do, because without that, they literally have nothing.
They have no arguments.
Which is why when you try to get them to discuss facts, logic, and reason, they who hurts you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're just an istaphobe bigot.
My problem is, you know, as a black female, another one's disabled female, she's like, take that all out.
Yeah.
Man versus women. That's it.
If you have to begin your sentence with, as a woman of color, as a disabled non-binary transformer... then you already don't have a point.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to claim that your self-identification somehow puts you into a position of authority.
Or victimhood.
Because that's not how it works!
Back to the Vice article, a research team led by Dr. Michael Price assessed 171 men.
Oh my God!
That is not a proper sample size.
It's not even 200. And they were probably all from the same school.
Wow. And this is what they did. They asked them whether or not they supported the redistribution of wealth, which is a key tenet of socialism, admitted here in the Vice article, mm-hmm. or believe that some social group should have dominance over others. Participants were surveyed on how often they went to the gym and their personal health. Additionally, the men were categorized according to their facial attractiveness and perceived masculinity and dominance by a group of independent assessors. So basically, this is one of the most unscientific bullshit studies that has ever been published.
I mean, I'm sure there's studies out there that study 10 people.
We're only a few deep in this article. It's probably going to get worse as we go along. Here we go. Nutrition is another key factor. Shunning soy has also been shown to be a strong right-wing indicator. So look out for derisive use of terms for health-adjacent groups like soy boy and vegan. I love how just calling somebody a vegan now is a derisive term.
It should be. I'm sorry. Listen, if they're going to try to force their crazy shit on me, then I'm going to talk shit about them.
That's not fair.
Oh, it's so unfair.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And as far as soy goes, that definitely is what it is, because you can look up the negative repercussions of soy intake on males. They're awful.
Yes, it literally mimics estrogen, but they want weak men. They want these feminized, crybaby, weak men that they're never going to respect, so they could put them on the plantation and make them work for the betterment of all. That's called slavery. Sorry, not doing it.
Exaggerated aversion to guilty pleasures.
Like what?
This ought to be interesting. There's nothing wrong with not being big on drugs, alcohol, or ornpe, but if a young person considers abstinence an actual virtue... It is something to be proud of and rubbing others' face like the misogynistic purity rings hawked by crazed evangelists, alarm bells should go off. Yes, because when you're a young person, you should already be getting banged by your teachers, right?
No! You're about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
You want to walk across that stage when you graduate from high school with the thousand cock stare. That's what you want. That's what they want.
Yes.
Quite literally, these women are getting out of high school. They have no ability to pair bond. They jump into college or the party scene for a good 10 years, ride the carousel, go through all kinds of craziness, and then they have the gall to look you in the eye when they're 30 and go, hey, it's about time you wife me up. Yeah. No.
Nobody's buying that old, beat-up, nasty bag, Costco Quantaha. It's not going to happen.
No, I'm sorry.
But, with that being said, now we have a stunning and brave, holy scientific tweet from Brian Krasenstein. No FAP is fascism, plain and simple. I can't wait to hear his process for this. We all know it. No.
No.
These Atsinays want purity and are terrified of the thought of other men masturbating.
What the hell did you just say?
They're not going around and saying, you better do no, that's not what's happening.
They're like, look, it's unhealthy to get hooked into porn so much. Why don't you take November off and
There's
see how you feel?
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Alcoholics do that all the time.
Oh, it gets worse. I'll bet most of the ugga right is incapable of wooing a woman. Oh, so now we're doing the sex shaming thing.
Yeah, here we go.
Even though we just said, like one earlier, that most attractive gym bros are right-wing a-holes. So again, can we pick a side and stay on it?
Yeah.
Ornpe is there to pacify them so they don't go on mass shootings.
All right.
Which are primarily carried out by Democrats.
Yes.
Well, here's the factoids right here. New Heritage Report reveals blue counties and cities have a murder problem. So when these leftoid legacy media foundations love to come out and say, well, it's Republican states that lead the murder rates. No, no, no. You break it down and you actually look at where the murders are happening. Always in blue cities, always in blue counties. Every single time we did a whole stream on it. And, of course, Brian Krasenstein still isn't done yet. Telling an incel Atsine to not masturbate to porn is telling a patient not to take medicine. We need more ornpe, not less.
Wow. All right, so what they're saying right there is they want you to stay home, be weak, jack off, so you have no ambition to go out and do anything else.
Yep.
They want you to be the sheeple so they can come stick the ring in your nose, and lead you to the slaughterhouse.
Wants to or already works with artificial intelligence. Well, this just completely lumps everyone in Silicon Valley into the far white extremism category.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm very wary of artificial intelligence.
So am I. I've seen the Terminator movies. Yes. I don't want to have anything to do with that. But that's not what they're worried about here. Let's check it out.
All right.
Amazon recently had to scrap their AI recruiting tool because they discovered it showed bias against women. Could that have anything to do with the fact that women want to get paid more for doing less work? Might have something to do with it.
I mean, AI, more than likely, is just going by the cold, hard facts. I really don't think they can program emotion into an AI, not yet.
No. It is a program programmed by human beings. Mm-hmm. So this was either programmed deliberately to have an outcome that they could outrage over, or it ran correctly, and that's not good for feelings.
Yeah, because the computer's like, okay, I need somebody to work 40 hours. All right. If they work 4 hours less, then they're getting knocked down on the decision matrix.
I'm sorry. I just read this part and I had to laugh out loud. Google discovered that the only way to get its AI to not tag black people in photos as gorillas is to wipe the concept of gorillas off the AI's mind entirely.
Wow.
Wow. So Google's AI is just as racist as their employees. That's great.
All right. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
They're just glossing over the fact that all of these AI programs were created by leftoids.
And they're out of their god dang minds.
Yep. I love this. Harvard scientists have found that AI can recognize race from X-rays, and they don't know how. Because races are
different. Yep.
If you don't think they're different, okay, be black. And then see if you can get a bone marrow transplant from a white dude.
That's not going to happen.
The thing is, it's created by the Silicon Valley.
I know.
And then they're blaming the leftoid silicone soy boys for being white supreme pizzas. Mm-hmm. So this is the left attacking the left in the roundabout way.
Oh, my gosh. The reason why you can't take this seriously, like this next quote here, an MIT study blares that AI is shockingly istophobigeted.
Everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic, and you have to point it all out.
When you're outraged by everything, it becomes white noise.
It does. It does. And they get outraged by everything, and you cannot talk them down with logic and reason.
It's just
they're totally into the cult. You can deprogramming people like that is exceedingly difficult.
Yes, it is. And what happens when you try to leave the cult? Well, they call you the black face of white supreme pizza.
They attack you.
Yeah, if you think that the evil far right are really the problem here, you've obviously never tried to leave the Democratic Party in any public way.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
Exaggerated interest in history, country, culture, tradition, and the Constitution. Now,
so if you're a patriot, and you love this country,
far white istophobic and extremist.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love how it isn't tradition isn't bad per se, but far right nut jobs make an art form out of bringing the worst parts of the past into the modern age.
Ooh.
Gah! Okay.
Well, first of all, if you experienced horrible shit in the past and you don't want to experience it again because we are dumb and we tend to repeat ourselves, you teach it so people learn it was a bad thing so maybe they can make decisions in the future that doesn't take them down that road.
The utter lack of self-awareness in that passage just blows my mind. I'm going to read it to you again. Mm-hmm. Far right nut jobs make an art form out of bringing the worst parts of the past into the modern age. I'm sorry, reparations for slavery?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And I love how it's an exaggerated interest in history, country, culture, tradition, and the Constitution, otherwise known as a class that used to be mandatory back before people didn't understood how this country worked. Civics.
Yeah. And I remember taking civics in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, all the way up until I graduated high school. And then I had to take two civics classes in college, which I absolutely despised, and they forced me to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to love this, too. while of course being completely oblivious to the fact that ancient tribes were socialist matriarchies who lived in peace with one another. Okay?
Oh my God.
Riddle me this. If that's true, why didn't these societies survive?
Well, first of all, where's the evidence for this?
There is none. They couldn't even link to one of their own crappy articles for it. If you take a look here, this is the only passage without a single hyperlink proving its point.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Obsession with cryptocurrency.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
So Sam Bankman-Fried and the whole FTX thing, those were all far-right istophobigots?
Mm-hmm. They literally sent... hundreds of millions of dollars to the Democrats in the past, 6 or 8 years?
Yes, they did.
For campaign financing or whatever? Mm-hmm. I mean, get the hell out of here.
This is the dumbest shit ever. I love this logical loophole they're trying to throw in here. While all cryptocurrency aficionados are not far-right extremists, all far-right extremists are cryptocurrency aficionados.
Whoa!
Again, citation needed.
Logic 101, did you take that in college?
Wow.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Online undesirables nurture a shared grudge against trusted democratic institutions. First of all, we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
Yeah.
And that goes double for the banking system that they mistakenly believe will end if people trade doggy coins instead of U.S. dollars.
Well, I'm going to be honest. It is a direct threat to the standard currency that we have out there.
Yes, it is.
Because you can literally, with cryptocurrency, you can bypass virtually all of the bullshit regulations that you have to do when you transfer money via the SWIFT system.
Mm-hmm.
And what they fear is the SWIFT system is trackable.
Yep.
Whereas crypto, it's not.
Whoever brought this stupid point to the table about cryptocurrency obviously understands nothing about currency, inflation, the Federal Reserve, none of it.
Nope.
Because by having so much centralized power over our currency, we're essentially their slaves.
Yep. In fact, the millennials and Gen Z are the ones that really are heavy into the crypto.
Yes, they are. And the majority of millennials and Gen Z are leftoids. Yep. Unhealthy preoccupation with the other F word. Abusive use of this word has been linked to far-right movements like the extremist truckers in Canada.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They were so extreme because they wanted to have my body, my choice, which is what feminists have been saying since the 60s.
Now, listen, people want to be free, meaning they don't want to have somebody up their ass 24/7, 365, telling them what to do and then punishing them if they don't do it. That is crazy.
This is beyond.
So basically, if you're a patriot, if you want to fight for freedom, if you want to live a free life without the government in your back pocket and up your ass, you're using white supreme pizza.
How dare you?
Listen, if you can't see the fact that this is propaganda pushing socialism / communism, you literally are out of your goddamn mind.
You would have to be the current president of the United States to be so out to lunch, so stupid, so demented to not see that this is pure nonsense.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
The alt-right has weaponized freedom to undermine democracy. Gee, that's funny, because last I checked, one can't exist without the other.
But you see, this is in Canada, right?
Yeah.
They had their commander-in-chief, what is the name, Castro?
Richard Potato.
Literally acting like a dictator.
Yeah.
And they're rising up against the tyranny because they wanted freedom, but somehow this is white supreme pizza. When people get pissed off, when their boot is on their neck a little bit too much and too long, get the hell out of here.
Aren't these the same people who are now requesting COVID amnesty?
Yes, they are.
Recognizing that this forcing truckers to get the poke when they travel alone was wrong?
I'm going to go check my office for whoopee cushions.
This is not a prank.
This is not me walking out the door.
Dislike of postmodernism, pegging... And other far-right scarecrows that aren't real Z's. Well, you undermine...
What the hell is that?
You undermine your own point when you use a stupid postmodernist word like realsies. Postmodernism is a far-right conspiracy theory that says anything that isn't immediately beautiful or logical to their limited minds was in fact created by secret communist agents to kill the white race. And it says, we kid you not. You want to see what their source is?
Yeah.
Well, you spoke several times.
KGB, I remember watching.
Yuri Bezmenov, who was 1,000% correct.
This was in like 1982.
There you go.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. So they're going back almost 50 years or 40 some odd years. What?
And at the same time, they're posting to a video that thoroughly debunks everything they're saying.
I've watched that interview. It's pretty
insidious. It's one of the most damning and truthful pieces of television ever captured.
Seen in a long time.
Claiming to love nature and cis white females in wheat fields for some reason.
Now, okay. They get this from the movie Gladiator?
I have no idea.
I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
It has nothing to do with it. We fight climate change. No, what you're doing is you're outsourcing pollution
to somewhere else.
From a country that already has some of the lowest carbon emissions on the planet to countries with no environmental regulations. You're helping the same system that you claim is systemically istophobigeted.
Uh-huh.
You're helping them to make more money, take more jobs away from us, and pollute the atmosphere more. The same things that you claim you stand against.
How could you be this stupid?
I don't even know. This has no bearing in this at all.
Oh, far-right ideologues have a bizarre, almost sexual fascination with cis white females in wheat fields. What's that about? I don't know.
We don't know.
And according to these people, anyone to the right of Karl Marx is a far-right extremist, so that would include people like you and me. I've never had this fetish. Anybody out there ever had a fetish of a woman in a wheat field?
In the comments, let us know.
Yeah.
How about we start with a small tossed salad?
And considering there's no hyperlinks or sources proving that this fetish even exists, we're over here just like... Come on.
Get the hell out of here.
The bookshelf is filling up with creepy material.
Now, creepy material like grooming stuff?
Yeah, I know, right? Apparently, classical Western literature, that's bad. But, you know, a graphic novel that depicts children going down on each other, well, that's just a book report.
Yeah, and they're teaching that to like grade school kids, man.
You know, you really wouldn't have a lot of this trouble if you just would stop trying to fuck kids.
He's right. Well said.
Well, they want to murder them and turn them into sex slaves.
And then this final one here really just... ties my dick in a knot. A PewDiePie-style haircut.
He's got a... It's a short haircut.
I have lost count how many times I've seen this exact haircut on people for years before I even knew who this guy was.
I'm going to be honest. That looks like... At my barbershop, it looks like a number 8.
Yeah.
You walk in there like, ah, give me the 4, give me the 6. You tell them the length that you want. They cut your hair. I mean, it's a normal haircut, but somehow normal is now white supreme pizza.
Yep. Being a parent is stressful and fraught with difficult decisions. Mm-hmm. If you and your best judgment and with the best information available to you, obviously you didn't get that information from this article, to have diagnosed your child or teenager with right-wing extremism, because now it's a disease, it needs to be diagnosed. Yesterday is the time to contact the proper authorities. The sooner you act, the more of a chance you have of salvaging the human in your child. Yes, because only leftoids are human.
That's right.
Right?
When children learn to devalue others, they can devalue anyone, including their parents.
Well, I mean, that's the first thing you do before genocide is you dehumanize the other side.
Yep. And here are the resources. Educate against hate. Mm-hmm. Hysterical hypocrisy. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, they've never been sued successfully for defamation.
Yeah, here we go.
$3.4 million to resolve defamation suit. Former Islamist suing SPLC after being labeled extremist. it goes on and on. Gavin McGinnis sued these guys. They're losers.
Yeah.
And not a single thing out of their mouths should be taken seriously. And of course, submit a tip to the FBI. Who totally didn't drop the ball on virtually every single mass shooting for the past 20 to 30 years. and they definitely didn't have a hand in JFK.
Well, yeah, well, the JFK thing, I will definitely go on the record saying that's highly suspicious. That what all the redaction, all the stuff that they've released, it just screams Alphabet Agency involvement.
Yep, and of course, commenting has been disabled.
Yep,
you're welcome. And there is no author credit.
Nothing.
None of the people who allegedly contributed to this list wanted to be credited. And you know why? Because it's bullshit!
100%. And they actually deleted sections from this.
Yes, they did.
That are talked about in the comments.
When you copy and paste from the article, it notes it in pink.
Mm-hmm.
Disclosure. The commissioning of this article was partly funded by a government program. This has been deleted from the article's main text.
And that speaks volumes to the purpose of this article. It is propaganda bullshit. Nothing this, more, nothing less.
This is about as subtle as the H-bomb.
Oh, my God.
This glows in the dark. It's so bad. Basically, modernity has taught me one thing. If the media is for it, if teachers are encouraging it, if politicians want it,
run.
Run 180 degrees in the other direction as fast as you fucking can. And yeah, they'll make you a pariah. They'll call you a far-right extremist, xenophobic, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, when the shit hits the fan, you're going to have a community of people who will actually have your back, as opposed to a bunch of leftoid communist snakes eating their own tails.
And stabbing each other in the back.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to go well. Any final thoughts?
This is 100% bullshit propaganda, and we brought it here to prove a point. This stuff is still getting pumped out there into the internet to fool people.
It's really quite pathetic when you think about how easily people who already believe this shit will be swayed by it. They won't question it. They won't actually click on the sources. They will just assume that it's all correct. And that's why nothing fucking gets done.
Yep.
Because no one questions anymore. And if you do question, you're demonized.
Yeah, or if you speak the truth, they attack you and come after you.
Well, because the truth is all subjective, Pop. It's just totally fluid. It's lunchtime if I want it to be lunchtime.
Yeah, man. I gotcha.
There are four lights!
And to the Transformers out there and all the leftoids in general who love to latch on to playing pretend. You know, we all used to play pretend when we were kids. I'm a unicorn. Okay, fine. For the duration of this game, you're a unicorn. I don't actually believe that you are, but I'll play along as it's fun for the game. Mm-hmm. These people want you to pretend 24/7, 365, and they want their pretend nature to dictate policy.
Yeah, and they want to force you to play this delusional game.
Well,
permanently.
Last I checked, when the game stops being fun, people no longer want to play. And I guarantee you that a lot of the people playing along, just like when you're playing pretend, don't really believe it. They're just going along to get along.
That's right.
So you know what that means. You can suck a dick!